Hi, this is Bob Pop, a voice of the New York Football Giants, and this is the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast.
Good evening. Welcome back, Giants fans, to the latest edition of the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast. Proudly, as always, in association with Andy's Man Club. Lads, it's okay to talk. This week, we are 67% British, 33% Irish, but absolutely, as always, still 100% Giants. Kev's back, but you notice someone's missing. Producer Craig's been a bit under the weather this evening, but he is working away in the background doing his little thing, so hope you feel better soon, mate. But yeah, Kev's back to join me and Shane to go through the last three positions in our top five prospects. We've shown you corners, safeties, and linebackers this evening. That's how we do.
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, like I said, to the last of the position groups were mine and Kev's top fives. Looking forward to getting into all three positions, because I think all three positions are not... There's no kind of elite at the either positions, but there's a lot of depth there, and I'm sure me and Kev have got to... very differing top fives potentially.
Yeah, looking forward to these three positions. I mean, at the moment, we kind of feel two of them, corner and safety, are kind of big needs, and also with linebacker being a bit of a sneaky need, it'd be good to get into some of these top fives. But glad to be back. Sorry I missed last week, lad. Easter break, had to get away with the wee one and stuff. But good to be back home with you boys. And as they say, the NFL never sleeps. We're just over 3 weeks away now till the NFL draft. So, it's really kicking on now. It's exciting times.
You're not wrong. We are, yeah, just over 3 weeks away. Obviously, last week's announcement, we said about our plans for draft night for the first round. We're mega looking forward to that, getting things planned, getting things arranged, getting things finalised. We've got a lot to look forward to over the next few weeks, and hopefully we'll have as many viewers and listeners tuning in and watching along live as we watch the first night of the draft on April 25th, isn't it? 25th of April, yeah. Something like that. We will be streaming live together for the first time ever. So, all in one room. So it'll be quite nice, and it'll be a new experience for us as well. So we're looking forward to that for sure. As usual, get your comments in, get your thoughts in, get your questions in, throw them up, and we'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. You can also check out our social platforms and our merch store as well by following the links in the description, and feel free to like and share if you're watching. To kick off this week, it's our roundup of the latest news and rumours. Kev, what's the off-season schedule looking like, my friend?
Yeah, the off-season schedule. So Friday, the NFL released the voluntary workout schedule for all 32 teams for the upcoming season. The New York Giants dates are, the first day, April 15th, that's when all players start to come back. OTA off-season workouts from May 20th, 21st, May 23rd, May 20th and 29th, May 31st, June 3rd and 4th, and June 6th and 7th, with mandatory minicamp from June the 11th to the 13th. Now, in addition to the above, the Giants can hold a rookie football development program for a period of 7 weeks from May 13th. Now, a friend of the pod, Art Stapleton, he reported yesterday that the Giants will again, in his tweet, he said the Giants will again give their rookies a full 2 weeks off between the NFL draft and rookie minicamp, which marks their arrival for good for the off-season program. It's an appreciation for the grind that the players have gone through post-college season throughout the whole draft process. And this year's rookie minicamp will be May 10th and 11th.
The crazy thing is, talk about rookie minicamp, it's only just over a month away.
Exactly that.
Second of April now, and it's like, wow, it's come around to this time of year already. So yeah,
couple of weeks time the team's back for some stuff before the draft, and you said the draft's only 3 weeks away Thursday, like we said, and like you said, a month's time those rookies will be taking the field in Giants blue.
Exciting times. There's and hopefully those rookies that are taking the field in Giants blue are some decent players, put it that way. Shane, Bobby Okereke has been scouting someone.
Just when you think you couldn't love the guy anymore, he's out there recruiting for a position that you potentially need. So a lot of analysts are still reporting that the backfield position's a bit of a glaring issue for the Giants. And, you know, Kev alluded to that when we spoke about about later on in the show, the safety and the cornerbacks. And PFF chose us as the best landing spot for best landing spot for ex-Colt Julian Blackmon, who's still a free agent. Now, he was selected in the third round of the 2020 draft by Indy and appeared in 50 games for the Colts, recording 214 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 2 forced fumbles, 2 QB hits, 1 sack, 17 batted passes, and 17 interceptions with a 1 touchdown. And it seems that, you know, this scenario, Bobby Okereke has kind of got on board with as well. He played with Blackmon for 3 years between 2020 and 2022. And he retweeted a post about the PFF article on Twitter or X, even going as far as tagging Blackmon whilst adding the eyes and fire emoji. Now, personally, I love this. I like Blackmon as a player. And, you know, you love to see your own players recruiting, especially someone like Bobby O. But, Kev, what are your thoughts on the Giants potentially picking up Blackmon?
Yeah, I think it'd be a great addition. I've kind of been calling for Blackmon throughout this whole process. I think he'd be the type of player to come in. I think he's a very good single high safety, but also can play the split safeties in a two deep safety set. I think he will fit into Shea Bowen's new defensive scheme. He's still only 25. He'll be 25 when the season starts. You know, he had a little... dealt with a few injuries early in his career, but he's kind of come through that now. I mean, just looking at his last year's PFF grades, I mean, overall he posted a 68.3 and a 72.6 in coverage. So, I mean, like, he kind of like, he's one of those players that I'm so surprised he hasn't been snapped up yet. It might be one of those things where, like, you know, at the moment with the free agent signings counting against the comp pick formula, I believe Dan Duggan said that will be after the draft, the Monday after the draft. Any free agent signings won't count against the comp pick, because at the moment we've got a fourth round comp pick for Xavier McKinney, and that's all we've got. So I don't know whether they're trying to like hold out a little bit longer until after the draft, see if they see some needs there. They might take a safety early, and then someone like Blackmon might not be necessarily a big need. But I think, like, just back to your question, I just think he's a really, really good fit. He's a player I've earmarked, and I would love him to see him in Giants blue.
Nothing else to add. I like Blackmon. I think he's a solid safety. I think he would fit well in Shane Bowen's system. And let's face it, if Bobby Okereke can vouch for him, then, you know, I think it'd be a great replacement for McKinney. And, you know, why not? Why not? That's me. someone earned some players and themselves some extra cash in 2023.
Yeah, they did. I mean, to be honest, I haven't heard of this before. I don't know if it's a new thing. I must look into it. I only saw it this afternoon. So I must look into it properly. But the performance-based pay... right, there's a NFL initiative, and they have announced their performance-based pay distributions for the 2023 season. There's a $12.3 million pool per team. These payments don't count towards the cap and generally benefit players with the lowest salaries and highest playing time. So I think it's more of as benefits for those players who have played a lot for a team, contributed for them, but are on the lower end of the salary. I mean, just some of the top 10s of the Giants. I mean, Jason Pinnock got himself $817,000. Ben Bredesen was number two at $764,000. And then you look at Nick McLeod, he got himself $473,000. Daniel Bellinger, $541,000. So it's kind of like, it's just a little bit interesting to see that. I must look into it to see these sort of performance-based incentives. I mean, it's nice to see some of the younger lads or lads who are like on the lesser pay showing that if you go out and perform and play some snaps for the team, you know, you will get some sort of a little bit of a kickback, let's say, at the end of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And I think those, you know, all those players you mentioned, not many of them were on big contracts. So, you know, it's nice to have a sort of an extra boost to their pay pack at the end of the year. Giants should have jack shit for last year. Thanks for that, Steve. I'm not wrong. Nobody deserves a bonus. But Funny side note, he obviously only played four snaps in 2023. Aaron Rodgers, he earned himself a staggering $81.44. That's $20.36 per snap. Hadn't played all 1,100 offensive snaps for the Jets, that would have been over $22,500 just for being on the field. So, $81 Aaron Rodgers earned himself for those four snaps he played at the beginning of the season. I'd never heard of it either. I saw it, I think it was yesterday I saw that. And I thought, okay, these players are earning themselves a lot of money. And obviously, Kinnick being 11th highest in the league, proves that he had a stellar season because he's earned himself a huge stack of cash on his performance.